You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. Tighten up. Tighten up. People will only treat you as stupid as they believe you are. This world will do you all types of ways until you stand on your own two feet and let us know who the fuck you are. This is about what to do each day to reset your thinking and behavior to generate the explosive results you've never seen to be able to have before. This is about what happens once you hit the wall. How do you move after defeat, after divorce, after miscarriage, after foreclosure, after all things, after heartbreak, after chapter 7, 13, square one. This is about square one, okay? The only expectations we should have are expectations in and of ourselves. The older versions and iterations of you have been your autopilot. And so when you become aware of old patterns manifesting, you can consciously choose a different path. A lot of your day-to-day is somebody else's autopilot of your mind and thought process, right? Play to win. Tighten up. This is about tightening up. Your world is crystallized thought, okay? Everything within earshot and within your scope of vision started out as thought in somebody's mind. Every job you've ever held, every function you've studied, car you've sat in, every building you've walked into, every box or bag of food you open and pop into your mouth, every song, every movie, every book, everything started out as an idea in somebody's mind. Life is not happening to you. Life is never happening to you. People say, Why me? Right? Life is not happening to you. I'm here to tell you today, it is responding to you. Life is responding to you, baby. Before you die, do some revolutionary shit. Seriously. Do some revolutionary shit. If you want to make a mark in this extra loud world, you're going to always have people that are better than you, smarter than you, wiser than you, doing better than you, more money than you, come from a better household than you, come from better families, better pedigree than you, went to better schools than you, right? But if you want to make a mark in this world and you want to really dent this motherfucking universe, as the great Steve Jobs said, right? Dent the universe.
to the go-getters. You gotta do something revolutionary, baby. You have to do something that's never been done before. Seriously, take up position on some Marcus Garvey, Booker T. Washington, Nelson Mandela, Che Guevara, Elijah, Muhammad, Malcolm X type intellect. You think about our great thinkers, our great writers, our great poets who were brilliant and they disrupted the world really on a thought level. And I'm just speaking on this because this is a podcast. But whatever your lane is, baby, your lane may not be podcasts. Your lane may be sports. Your lane may be business. Your lane may be politics. Your lane may be family. Shake shit up. Find your higher self. Court your higher self. Date your higher self. Why do I say this? I don't like the notion that in my reality, in my world, in my galaxy, right? I don't like the notion that melanated people across the diaspora are most hated, most despised, most disenfranchised, and on the bottom rungs of society globally. Wherever you go in the world, wherever you go in the world, wherever you go in the world, people of color, women, children, those who lack the funds and the resources, how they are disenfranchised, how they are on the bottom, how they get the worst of housing, how they get the worst of compensation, how they get the worst of luck, how seemingly even nature and the weather and the climate and the world system that they exist in globally, again, globally, how it seems to just beat down on them simply because they're melanated, right? I'm speaking, this is real life right now, right? Boo, tomato, tomato, tomato. Because I want the best for my people, right? I want to create generational wealth for my children's children's children. Like, that's just me. You could be on what you're on, but for me, it's like, this shit got to be bigger than me. It has to be more, it has to be about more than just me and my life and getting to the bag and getting getting a new car and getting a big house and a mansion and golfing and, you know what I mean? It has to be about something bigger than you. But that's just me. For too long, we've been tame in the face of adversity. What's insane to me right now is how the Russian war and invasion of Ukraine is being fought on a variety of stages. And I need y'all to pay attention, like really pay attention right now to what's going on in our world politics, not only on the ground, but digitally. When you earn a living and have your well-being online, a cyber attack, understand. If you run an online business or you depend on your bag coming from clicks on a website or just, you know, even people discovering you and finding out about what you do and who you are online. WWW, an app, metaverse, right? A cyber attack can be a death nail. Not only is there rocket fire, missiles, and disinformation and other forms of hybrid warfare. Because see, you gotta understand, this is a hybrid war. Because so they're fighting this shit on the ground. They have the ability and power, a nuclear, right? To drop a motherfucking nuclear bomb on that ass. And they're also fighting this on a cyber level. But understand, when I say cyber level, You can inject certain things online into the online space and reality and dimension and fuck somebody's shit completely up. So not only is there rocket fire, missiles, and disinformation and other forms of hybrid warfare, but the threat of a nuclear attack. Soon we will see, we'll all see just how interconnected as global citizens we are. I don't care if you're in South Africa. I don't care if you're in London, if you are in Spain. I don't care if you are in Compton, right? We are all global citizens, and all of this shit is interconnected, okay? So how one thing is affected, something else and everything else is affected. How one thing is affected by another. Principles of supply and demand in real time. We're seeing how this shit plays out, okay? I want you to see this. Get past the bullshit. I want you to see this. How all of this relates to how much money you pay at the gas pump when you get ready to go put gas in your car. How this relates to you when you get to the gas station, when you get to the grocery store to get ready to buy your food for your family, to just put motherfucking groceries in the fridge. It's affecting you, baby. Even down to everything you buy to wear or whatever you spend money on is all affected. Because when A gets taxed more, B gets taxed more. So we all get hit over the head. Okay? But understanding the way any financial system works, the costs of doing business, the costs, the compensation, it's going to always be passed down to the consumer. That's why I'm always preaching and stressing, you know, be a producer. Okay, we all have to consume, but produce something. Don't merely simply only be a consumer. You want to produce some shit. You want to be the one on the end that's selling. You want to be the one on the end that's charging people. You don't always want to be the one on the end begging, you know, renting, buying, spending. Output. You want to always have a balance. Tighten up. We are living in actual end times. Plague, war, rumors of war. Some are getting to the bag. Some are suffering. All on the same planet, yet many different realities. Life is not happening to you, baby. It's responding to you. And really, really, it's not about you. Because shit is never really about you. It's about everyone connected to you. It's about your babies and your nephews. It's about who comes after you, right? The people you spend the most time with are an actual reflection of who you currently are. That's the gag, right? The gag is the people you spend the most time with are an actual reflection of who you currently are. Everybody is your mirror and everything is confirmation. A secret to reprogramming the subconscious mind is repetition. Repetition, I talk about this. If you want to get anything down into your subconscious mind, you want to get anything down into the engine, the script, the algorithm of what makes you work, of what makes you operate, of what, how you love, how you move, how you have your being, who you're attracted to, what types of work that you're good at, that you enjoy, that is your strength. Repetition. When I speak of affirmations, positive affirmations, vision boards, I talk about when I say you create the vision you want for your life, write the vision. Your vision board needs to be in front of you 24/7. Monday through Friday. It needs to be in front of you. You need to, everything that you want to affirm over your life, what you want to pour into your life and speak over your life and create in the fabric of your existence, you got to keep saying that shit over and over and over and over. Keep saying it over and over and over and over and keep saying it. When you get tired of it, keep saying it. Because that's when it's just now barely really breaking the surface. The square footage of your subconscious mind is when you get tired of hearing that shit. You notice on the radio, on commercial radio, commercial television, they show you the same ads. They show you the same commercials. You keep hearing the same commercials. You keep seeing the same actors and the same script in the same vein because they understand the power of repetition and how to beat down something into who you are, and the very fabric of your subconscious mind and being is through repetition. The more you do something, the easier it gets until you are able to do it without even thinking. If we aren't eating right, listen. If we aren't eating right, we aren't thinking right. There's a correlation between the digestive tract and our central nervous system. This is called the gut-brain connection. 90% of our serotonin is produced in the gut, right? The happy chemical is serotonin, okay? You have dopamine, of course, when you're having sex, when you're working out. Anybody ever had a good runner's high? Those endorphins you feel? Anybody ever had several tattoos or even gone into a state of shock? A certain level of dopamine and serotonin and other happy chemicals and endorphins will just immediately be produced in your bloodstream, and your adrenal glands will start producing them. They make you feel good. They make you happy. It suppresses the pain. The happy chemical. That's why it's so critical. It's so critical to eat whole, natural, organic food. Now, first off, let me say this. Coming into this year, seeing how much life we've lost, I'm of the belief to let people do as they, you know, let people live. If a motherfucker want to eat hippopotamus ass and squid guts, baby, let them live their best life. It's not up to you to judge how someone else lives, loves, eats, sleeps. As long as they're not hurting anybody, live and let live, right? So, you know, but that being said, Power Podcast, just the brand that I represent and how I stand, is I believe that we should try to do what we can to eat right, to be friendly to this planet while we're here, to be friendly to all life, animal, plant, you know, sentient, elemental beings. I'm all about live and let live, but at the same time, you know, don't hurt anybody. So I say this again, you know, to be cancer free, to be in a sidebar. Why is it everybody is getting cancer? Healthy people. You don't have to be obese. You don't have to smoke. You don't have to be a chain smoker smoking cigarettes. You don't have to be necessarily exposed to radiation and asbestos. Everybody, the statistics, the last I checked, and I kid you not, one in two people will develop a type of cancer at some point in their lifetime. More of us are being chased by, more of us will die at the hands of some form of cancer, some form of stroke or heart attack, or, you know, it's not necessarily guns and bullets and all that other bullshit that you need to worry about. We know what's absolutely coming for us if you don't get your shit together. So again, I say that to say, it's so critical to eat whole, natural, organic food. If your diet is raggedy, you're already fucked up in the game. Tighten up. You know what you need to do. You don't need anyone to tell you what you need to. We all know what we need to do. The moment you open your eyes in the morning, your brain is in a theta state. Theta state is a state of very deep relaxation. It's used in hypnosis and during rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, rapid eye movement. The brain waves are slowed down at a frequency of 4 to 7 cycles per second. And it's that dreamy feeling you experience just before you fall off to sleep. You know, that's that good, that's that good, sweet, beautiful, amazing, sexy moment when you're about to drop off to sleep. Okay? And just before you awaken, so right before you're about to go to sleep, and right when you wake up, when you first open your eyes, somebody waking you up, or you hear something outside, or you just jump awake from your nightmare, that is the theta state. Theta is the brainwave activity associated with rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, and also hypnosis. Stay with me. I promise you, I'm going somewhere. Number one, when you go to the jagged edges of your creative potential, okay? I'm not just talking to the artists, the creatives, the content creators, the writers, the authors, the producers, the painters, sculptors. I'm talking about everybody. When you go to the jagged edges of your creative potential, you catch awesome glimpses of your next level of potential. Everything is creative energy. When you raise the standards to which you hold your work to, the shit you do day in and day out, your standards rise in every other area. It's kind of like when you commit to getting physically fit. Like, I don't know about you, but for me, my big thing physically has been training for 5Ks and 10Ks and half marathons. I'm not gangster enough yet to do a full marathon. Like, I'm not on that level yet. But for me, just training for a basic 5K or 10K, 3.1 miles, right? 3.2 miles every day, getting out and working on my oxygen and working on my breath work and working on my pace, right? What I'm saying is this. When you get up every day and you start working out, whether you walk or you run or you jog or you CrossFit or you lift heavy weights, whether you do yoga or Pilates or, you know, a great spin class, where on my Orange Theory LA Fitness Bally's up off in this, right? What happens is, it starts reflecting in every area of your life. All my student athletes understand and know, the more you wake up, you get up every morning, you get in the weight room, you're working on your oxygen, you're working on your breathing, you're working on your calories and your caloric intake, you got your pre-workout and you lift it. Somehow, you start doing better at work, you start doing better at home, you start taking better care of your house, you start taking better care of your body, you start taking better care of your mind, because one thing rubs off on the other. I promise you, we going somewhere. Creatives attempting to lift the world will face the resistance of those who are stuck in average. The worst place you can be is in average. You are your own competition. There is no competition but your old self, old versions of you, old outdated ways of thinking, old outdated ways of being. Shit you used to do when you was 16. Shit you used to do when you was 21. Shit you used to do when you was 28, because you didn't know any better, because you were stupid, right? It's about getting better, wiser, smarter, getting your bag up, getting a bigger income, getting a bigger vision over your life. Rest when you're tired, so you come back to the work regenerated. Tighten up. Your intentions shape the work. Your intentions shape the work. This is the best time for your affirmations. To so powerful, provocative, productive ideas into your subconscious mind. This is when your subconscious mind is most fertile to receive. The same way you need to track your ovulation, if you're trying to get pregnant, ladies, you know, if you've ever tried to get pregnant, I know some people, that's not a reality. That is not something you want for yourself. I get it. But for those of us who've ever tried to get pregnant, we wanted to get pregnant because we wanted to bring forth life, to explore the best, most fertile times to get pregnant, the theta state. Theta state is what you want to explore, program in a hypnotherapeutic way, okay? This is how you tighten up. Learn how to program yourself. Get effective at planting the ideas that will benefit you into your subconscious mind, okay? If you know that it's like track the end game all the way down to step one. If you know that, okay, guess what? I want to lose. This is just an example. If you say, I want to lose 100 pounds. Realistically, you can lose between 2 to 3 pounds per week. And that's if you're working out and you're cutting your calories. There's a deficit to your fat and your sugar, yada, yada, yada. You work out your macros and you say, you know what? I would have to burn X amount of calories each day in order to shed 2 to 3 pounds of fat each week. This is, again, an example. You may say, I tell people this all the time. I've written many, many books. To finish a 400-page novel, you have to commit to writing a certain amount of pages each day. You don't just, one day I'm going to think about doing some shit. I'm going to think about recording. I'm going to think about, no, you have to commit. You have to create a plan. You have to create a blueprint. You have to create a template. You have to create a schedule. You have to design, okay, if I want to hit 400 pages in 365 days, each day I'm going to have to write a certain amount of days. And then you work in, you know, the days that you will edit and just read and, you know, get your food into it. And then you have to work out, you know, having somebody else look over it. And you also have to take into account the days you're going to be sick, the days you're going to be tired, the days you're going to have your children are pulling you, your husband, your wife, your career, right? Your mother, your, and so you got to be realistic, but have a blueprint. Transmutation. We talking about tightening the fuck up. Tighten up. Transmutation is a secret a lot of the great philosophers and prophets and wise men and women throughout the ages have leaned on is the secret of alchemy. When you take the energy behind any emotion, anger, sadness, think about how you felt your biggest, hairiest, ugliest, most painful heartbreak. Think about some of you might have been jumped when you were little. You might have got beat up, stomped out, right? Some of you got the worst ass whooping of your existence. Your mother tore your shit out the frame, right? Think about how you felt in that moment. The pain, the agony, the anger, the frustration, the upset. Transmutation is about taking the energy behind that anger, behind that frustration, behind that fuck that motherfucker, I'm gonna be, you know, right? That raw energy. You can use that energy to create anything. This is called transmutation. And some people use anger and sadness, melancholy and heartbreak and agony to create turmoil. And others use it as fuel for some of the most beautiful art you have ever seen and some of the most beautiful music you've ever heard. Intense emotions may not always be your fault, or you may not have anything to necessarily do with it, But the ways you express them, the ways you express these intense, powerful emotions can cause very powerful things to happen, whether they be horrible or magical. And that's just the truth. Resentment, for example, resentment is a barrier to your desires. And that's why a lot of wise men and women understand and know, before you can create great wealth for yourself, you got to get your mind right, right? You can't be in war and battle, mind and mold, when you're trying to create. Think about what it requires to create life. It requires some form of lovemaking. Yes, you know, there can be, theoretically, there can be rape, there can be assault. But for the most part, most people were created in a state of love. You were created in a state of love. For somebody in that moment, it was extreme desire and heightened orgasm and love and dopamine, right? And serotonin. But resentment is so funny to me. I always talk about how some people, you know, we beg for forgiveness. We want forgiveness. Think about all the shit you've done that nobody knows about. Just foul shit you've done and said and, you know, created that no one knows about. And how do you think you're going to create wealth and abundance and love and happiness and joy and peace if you are harboring resentment and hatred and anger and bitterness and agony and ruin and messiness? Be unmoved by adverse situations. This is Power Podcast. Tighten up. Be unmoved by adverse. All of this bullshit is meant to strengthen you, not break you down, not have you depressed, not have you ready to end it. No disrespect to anyone who does, because I get it. Sometimes shit can get real, right? And overwhelming. And that's just facts. You're not weak or less than for feeling the pain and the fucking depression and agony that this world can sometimes cast over you in your life. But never use a statement that doesn't make you feel secure. The people you spend the most time with are a reflection of who you currently are. Okay? Again. And there will always be haters among you. Part of tightening up is being better, getting better, doing more. Think about what you do each and every day. How much of what you do is what you've always done without any real visible improvements or leveling up? The mind that sees illusions thinks they are real. And a lot of shit you deal with only exists in your imagination. Only in your wild, strange imagination. Marianne Williamson said, "Nothing binds you except your thoughts. Nothing limits you except your fear. And nothing controls you except your beliefs." Tighten up. Tighten up. Confuse them with your silence. Make powerful chess off the board moves with silence. You can make more powerful, more energetic, louder, more disruptive moves with silence, ironically, than with a lot of noise and heat. Never tell your problems to anyone. I know it feels good to vent. I know it feels good to just get it out, right? But 20% of the people, they don't give a fuck about you or what you're going through. And the other 80% are really glad that it's you going through it, not them. So I say that to say, fuck your morals, right? Fuck your morals. Because your morals were given to you by somebody that likely did not have to walk in your shoes, did not experience the world from your perspective, from your actual reality in this day and age. To lead is to serve. Number one, to lead is to serve. Number two, at the heart of mastery, all mastery, financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, psychologically, at the heart of mastery lives consistency. And a lot of shit is not happening for you because you're not consistent. Consistency, just showing up. I say, you know, half the battle is just fucking showing up. Because most people will tap out. Stay with me, I promise. We're going to wrap this up. We're about to wrap this up. Number three, take care of the relationship and the money will take care of itself. Take care of the relationship and the money will take care of itself. People forget, even in business, all business is people. Everything that will ever come to you is going to come to you at the hands of a man or a woman. Whether it's more money, whether it's love, whether it's a marriage, whether it's wealth, whether it's health, whether it's surgery, whether it's an experience, whether it's learning something, it's gonna come from some other man or woman. And if you learn how to take care of people and deal with people and love people and talk to people and understand people and empathize with people, the money will take care of itself. A lot of people operating off unrealistic bullshit ass psychology that doesn't apply to actual humanity. I say this all the time. We all have a drug addict in the family. Now more than ever, we know someone in the family who has special needs, a special needs kid. We all have neurodivergent people in our everyday lives, right? We have people that we have to handle and deal with and touch and talk to and relate to. As much as you want to be an introvert, as much as you don't want to fuck with people, you got to deal with people. And so the better you can handle and understand and relate to and talk to and convince and persuade and understand and be intimate with people, money will take care of itself. Every great con man knows this. Every pimp knows this. Every CEO understands, right? Number four, the seduction of safety is always more dangerous than the illusion of uncertainty. The seduction of safety, because nothing's really safe. Security, safety is an illusion. If you're not creating it, building it from the ground up, it doesn't exist. Number five, to double your income, triple your investment in your professional education and your personal development. Baby, if you're not reading no books and listening to some podcasts from people and getting wisdom and knowledge and information and intel from people who are wiser than you and smarter than you and a little more adept at something than you, then you are plateauing. You're plateauing. There is no standstill. You're either getting better, you're getting worse, or you're plateauing. And really, to plateau, you stand still, baby. You're not moving. Your money not moving. You not moving. It's not happening. Number six, the swiftest way to grow anything, if you're trying to grow a business, you're trying to grow a family, you're trying to grow a podcast, you're trying to grow a following, you're trying to grow a plant, a tree, a cactus, right? The swiftest way to grow anything is to grow yourself and to grow everybody around you, to grow your people, to grow your tribe, to grow your family, to grow your city, right? To grow your village. Like, sometimes you gotta be the one to put your shit on the map. A lot of us, it's really, and this is a very select few, But it's really, a lot of shit is hinging on you. You might be the firstborn. You might be the oldest. You might be the only son. Or, you know, you may be heading off some shit. And it's really up to you to really make shit happen. A lot of people are depending on you. A lot of people are leaning on you to make shit better for everybody else. And again, that's a very small, select few of you. But for those of you who I'm talking to, you know what's up. You know what time it is. If you're not leaving a trail of leaders, number 7. If you are not leaving a trail of leaders behind you, you're not leading. You're following, baby. An addiction to distraction is the end of creative production. An addiction to distraction. And distractions come in all shapes, forms, energies, and dimensions. They come in the form of people. They come in the form of social media. They come in a lot of, you know, I say this all the time, people like Shakespeare and Nikki Giovanni and, you know, Mario Puzo, the man who wrote The Godfather. They were able to punch out so much mastery because they were never distracted with Instagram and Snapchat and email and right notifications and text messages and goddamn, like they were able to work on their artistry and work on their practice and work on, you know, just being present in the moment, in the flow. Whereas we have so much shit pulling from our energy and pulling from our attention. It's very hard to put out a lot of work, to put out a lot of anything if you're constantly being pulled. That is destruction. To be constantly, always pulled, disrupted, distracted. Check your distractions. Number 9, the caliber of your practice determines the quality of your performance. We're talking about practice. Practice? We're talking about practice. The caliber of your practice determines the quality of your performance. The caliber of your practice determines the quality of your performance. Number 10. Leaders without titles are less about ego and more about getting things done. Some of the greatest men and women I know, they weren't, you know, PhDs and MDs and Esquires, and they were just somebody in the neighborhood that gave a damn. You feel me? It was somebody's daddy that came down to the school and was coaching the kids. And looking out for the girls and looking out for people's daughters and making sure nobody snatched them up and did no weird shit, right? It's somebody uncle, somebody sister, babysitting all everybody else, looking out for everybody else, cooking and making sure everybody eating, right? You don't need no goddamn title. You don't need no letters. Do the work. Show up. Do work. Come here and do what you came to do. Tighten up. Number 11, don't worry about the economy. When you can be so genius at what you do that you create your very own personal economy. Again, this is only talking a few small population listening right now to my voice. Fuck what this world got going on. Get your bread up. Get your bag up. Work on your calling. Work on your idea. Work on your business. Work on your side hustle. You don't have to be a slave to the system. You don't have to be a slave to status quo or minimum wage or any of this shit. Build your own shit out. There are people who, they do not pay any attention to what the economy is doing because it's not a reflection of their reality. And that's up to you. It's really something that you can control. Number 12, lead where you are planted. Be where you are. Be where your feet are, baby. The neighborhood you in, the business that you in, the company that you work for, your tribe, your village, your city, your state, your street, your hood, start where you stand. Remember that much of winning is just beginning. Just do it. Show up. A lot of us, we just looking for somebody to fucking care and show up, right? Number 13. The true measure of our leadership is how we perform in volatile conditions versus in times of ease. To lead is to be yourself in a world of clones. To lead is to be yourself in a world of clones. Aim for iconic, legendary. Because like, why be in it if you're not dreaming of being in the history books, right? But you know, you want to always be kind, be decent and ethical along the way. The humblest is the greatest. Energy is more valuable than intelligence. Health is more brilliant than gold. Because baby, at the end of the day, it don't matter how much money you got, how many cars you got, how many motherfucking Lambos and big body 600s, red bottoms to the flow. If you sick, baby, if you get that diagnosis, you get one wrong diagnosis in your shit. So trust me, you want good health over everything. Good health over everything. Period. The thing you most fear carries your greatest potential, your greatest growth. The thing you most fear. Really think about that. Really take that home with you tonight. All change is hard at first. Messy in the middle, gorgeous at the motherfucking end. First they laugh at you, then everybody trying to get like you. Criticism is the price brave people pay. Big people pay to arrive at iconic, legendary, best of the best, creme de la creme. If you're not lifting people up, baby, you bringing people down. If you're not lifting people up, you're bringing people down. Leadership has less to do with authority and more to do with a mindset, an attitude, a consciousness, right? Where the victim sees a problem, a leader sees an opportunity. Don't wait until you're successful to work on your shit, to work on your optimism, to work on your positive attitude, to work on your brilliant personality. Work on your optimism and you'll become a lot more successful. Be alone a lot. Solitude. Solitude is a university. All massively creative people value solitude. It allows us to protect our dreams from the voices of dissent, from the family that don't understand you, from the people that don't understand your mission, your vision. Refuel their creativity and our ideas and our thoughts, our thought world, our thought universe. Solitude is really like crypto. It's like gold. It's like diamonds. It's so valuable. It's an ever increasing commodity. Solitude, really. Small daily micro wins, when done continually, consistently over time, lead to staggering results. I always say, sometimes to get a big bag, you're going to have to sell a lot of units. You're going to have to sell a lot of your time and energy in the beginning and move a lot of levers before you get a big check. Genius has less to do with natural talent and divinely blessed gifts and more to do with relentless focus to the point of obsession, to the point of extreme practice. We talking about practice. An uncommon grit. Disrupt or be disrupted. Disrupt or be disrupted. Be the most honest person in every motherfucking room. Know your powers. Know your powers. The power of your words, your silence, your mind, your body language. Your body is a temple itself. Your body is a temple itself. You must learn to master control of all of it. Your body, your mind, your thoughts, your inclinations, your hunger, your addictions, your inclinations, your proclivities. Tighten up. Reprogram again with repetition. reprogramming the subconscious mind with repetition. The more you do something, the easier it gets until you're able to do it without even thinking. So for instance, you take the same route to work every day. Every day you go home from work or you go to the grocery store because you have made it a habit. And so at first you had to use the GPS, right? It's like, I got to find out where this is. Okay, how many miles? Okay, boom, boom, boom. But now, unless you have consciously taken a different route, the odds are that you've taken the same route for years on end without even thinking about it. And so practice and repetition literally force your subconscious to develop new behavioral patterns and gateways and inroads until you're able to perform them without effort. And so this is why, you know, already acting in alignment with your new desired traits to the best of your ability is much more powerful than simply just saying affirmations. Like exercise, the practice of doing it day in and day out. Anything you do for 10,000 hours, baby, you're gonna get good at that. You're gonna be the best of the best. Really, I mean, if you're bringing mind and consciousness and thought to whatever you're doing, you're gonna get good. You're gonna be the best at it. Tighten up. Tighten up. You guys, listen. Fake it until you make it, if that's what you need to do. In a major way, fake it until you make it. Time is precious, so waste it wisely. Don't lower your standards, just lower your expectations of people. You were born with a natural ability to manifest whatever it is you want. Really, when you were born with an innate ability to really create for yourself whatever it is that you want to experience. So you've been given the ability to imagine and visualize your desired reality into existence. So direct your energy towards what you want. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be with? What do you want to see in your day-to-day? How do you want to live? What kind of food do you want to eat? What do you want to see? When you wake up every morning and you look outside, what do you want to see? You want to see an ocean? You want to see the countryside? You want to be in a hood? You just okay with just being on top of people, on top of you, on top to your left? Or do you want to live in peace and serenity and quiet and tranquility? Direct your energy towards what you want. Speak and think it into existence. Write it into existence. Keep repeating and affirming over and over and over. Believe in it so much that it must show up. It must show up. The universe is not ever punishing you. Ever. The universe is not ever punishing you or blessing you. The universe is simply responding to the vibrational attitude that you are emitting. Be frustrated by average. If you're going to be mad at some shit, be average at who you was 10 years ago. Be mad at who you was yesterday. Turn heads. Be willing to outwork everyone around you. Just be willing, the will. Hidden paths are open by the closing of old ways. Insulate your magic and fireproof your energy.